This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces announced on Thursday they had abandoned the strategic Black Sea outpost of Snake Island in a major victory for Ukraine that could loosen the grip of Russia's grain export blockade. Russia's defense ministry described the decision to withdraw as a gesture of goodwill that showed Moscow is not obstructing United Nations efforts to open a humanitarian corridor allowing grains to be shipped from Ukraine's ports. But Ukraine claims it drove the Russian forces out after a massive artillery and assault overnight. The outcrop controls access to sea lanes in Odessa, Ukraine's main Black Sea port, where a Russian blockade has prevented exports of grain from one of the world's main suppliers, creating a global food supply shock and risk of famine. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives by train in Hong Kong for a major anniversary of the handover, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Supporters mass at the train station, waving Chinese and Hong Kong flags, chanting, "Welcome, welcome, warm welcome," as Xi Jinping arrives. The Chinese leader is in Hong Kong ahead of the 25th anniversary of the British handover and after a two-year transformation bringing the city more tightly under Communist Party control. It's Xi's first trip outside of mainland China in nearly 2.5 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Africa has no vaccines for a monkeypox and test kits are in short supply, the acting director of Africa's top public health agency said on Thursday. Monkeypox is a viral disease that causes flu-like symptoms and skin lesions. It's endemic in parts of Africa. There are no specific vaccines for monkeypox, but smallpox jabs protect against the virus. Monkeypox is not yet a global health emergency, the World Health Organization ruled on Saturday, although WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said he was deeply concerned about the outbreak. The U.S. Supreme Court will look historically different after its contentious term ends today, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The High Court will issue its final opinions this morning in cases involving the EPA and a Trump-era asylum program. The big news came last week with its rulings on guns and abortion. Stephen Breyer was in the three-justice minority both times, and he'll retire as the term ends today. Breyer will then help swear in his replacement and his one-time clerk, Ketanji Brown Jackson. She will become the High Court's first black female justice, and for the first time, four women will serve together on the nine-member court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's parliament has voted to dissolve itself, sending the country to the polls for the fifth time in less than 4 years. The Knesset voted on Thursday in favor of disbanding just over a year after the government was formed. Yair Lapid, Israel's foreign minister and architect of the outgoing coalition government, will become the country's caretaker prime minister at midnight. He will take over from Naftali Bennett, whose ideologically diverse government ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu after 12 years in power. The coalition of diverse parties was the first to include an Arab faction. Recapping our top story, Russian forces announced on Thursday they had abandoned the strategic Black Sea outpost of Snake Island in a major victory for Ukraine that could loosen the grip of Russia's grain export blockade. Russia's defense ministry described the decision to withdraw as a gesture of goodwill that showed Moscow was not obstructing United Nations efforts to open a humanitarian corridor allowing grains to be shipped from Ukraine's ports. But Ukraine claims it drove the Russian forces out after a massive artillery and assault overnight. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.